working on it. I got it at Gary Camport dealer's to help me with this. So that's a 4-400. That thing is 4,000 volts on the plate. So you got to be real careful with that one. With the high voltage on that one. I'm not even I'll wire, I'm dead wired. I'll have him test it out. We haven't done any volts, but I'll let him, Gary, do it.
Guy, around this area that used to work on ceramic tube amps and 3500C amps and all those big amps that had 4,000 to 5,000 volts on the plates. And yeah, that's what happened to him. He got into one by accident one time and he didn't get a second chance.
I decided I was KJ4HYD is a silent key knob because, but he, I was going to design an amp myself, and what I'm actually going to do when I design one, I want to set the metering circuit up so that all the metering circuits can be selected on the front panel, and you plug into the front panel with all the voltmeter, you'll be able to measure every voltage without touching anything. That's how I'm going to design the amp when I actually build my own. Pretty cool with the bleeding resistors and all that stuff. Well, the J4L is good. It's got the bleeding resistor. The way it's set up is when you pull the cover up, it automatically shorts it to ground.
That's a safety interlock like that. That's pretty good. That one I got into, it didn't have any safety interlock like that on it, and it had bleeding resistors. But I just didn't give it time. Should have went ahead and bled it off by hand. I didn't give it enough time to bleed down. Down in there.
Funny story about a tube amp one time. My uncle, K1OEH, he's in Florida, I don't know if he's still alive, but he sent me an old amp fire. He says, I'll give it to you, but be careful how voltage. I have fired up since 1977. So I said, okay. So I said, Kevin, let's pull this thing apart and see what's wrong with you. Now, you know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I'm going to discharge those cash. It's Kevin, there's no way there's no voltage I want, but you know what? There was voltage on one of them.
Something wrong with one of the bleeders that was next to it.
Tested the amp apart. Come to find out, that particular amp of tubes are mounted upside down, the little 572Bs, which are not supposed to be mounted upside down, and I designed to. And It had over 2,100 volts on the plate of the stupid thing. It was a little more than what I'd like to see. But so what happened was the filament in the tube shorted the plate, blew out the filament transformer, and blew out the high voltage transformer at the same time.
That'll do it every time.
We went over to this guy's house. He had his old Yaesu transceiver, and you know what we found? Would you believe it had the transformer we needed in it?
Safe transformer or a bias transformer?
Well, he had the right one we needed. The voltage was right and everything else. So we bought it for $40 for two sockets and a transformer. We brought it back and we fixed that amp, put new tubes in it. And we actually fixed that thing.
Break. Time for me to get another cup of coffee. I'll be right back. KN4KBC.
Me another one. I got some fish meals to take. I probably should do that and make sure I get that done. Maybe I'll make one more cup of coffee myself. I'm going to make another cup of coffee.